Day one.
I've turned the TARDIS off, Summerfield. Have you got everything you need?
Yeah, blankets, books, biscuits.
Three bees. The ones with the little chocolates you got.
Yes.
Good, I like those. No going back. The little chocolatey bits you shook.
Yes, but, Doctor?
Yes?
You'll be hunted by the Time Lords, the most powerful race in creation, and you're worried about...
Biscuits, yes, the important things. There's a hut this way.
They've got the most sophisticated tracking technology ever devised, and this is really how you're planning on eluding them?
Absolutely. Look around you. This is a drab planet at the dull end of a dim galaxy. They're not going to look for us here. And if they do, the TARDIS is turned off. So, we're just two ordinary people. For a few days. A week. A month. Until they get bored. We can do ordinary.
Right.
I mean, what do ordinary people do?
Well,
I'll tell you the answer. Nothing. That's all we have to do. And look at this hut. What a perfect nothing of a hut. Oh, yes, this is ghastly. Splendid. Yes, yes, we could do nothing for a month.
Can we? Day one. Still day one.
A three. A two. A five. Come in, number six. Oh, no. See, nothing out there.
Hardly nothing.
On the contrary, Summerfield. No. Oh, this is a nothing of a world.
I don't know. There's some hillocks. Could be ruins.
There are always ruins. Doesn't mean it's significant. The civilization was born here, didn't have the sense to leave, died out. There's a few islanders, leftovers, habitually incurious. They never tried leaving.
Is there anything beyond?
Not really, no.
Not anything else? I mean, are they going to eat us?
I shouldn't think so. They eat eggs.
Bird eggs?
No, some kind of sea creatures. We'll call it a monster. Monsters always sound more interesting, don't they? The monster lays the eggs, the islanders eat the eggs, the monster eats the islanders. 'Twas ever thus. Oh, too, honestly.
And let me guess, the islanders worship the sea monster?
A bit, I guess, but they see it as an angry god.
Because of the unhappiness over the egg eating?
Quite. Ha! A six! I got that first go. Must be my lucky day.
Is there anything you don't cheat at?
I never cheat.
No?
No. Let's have a game.
Only...
What? I'll let you be the little shoe.
Only you know how we're forbidden from going into the TARDIS.
Absolutely. If we go in there, it may alert the Time Lords. Out of bounds.
But that board game, we didn't pack it. So, where did it come from?
Or the top hat. I'll let you be the top hat.
Day two.
Tea?
Got anything else for breakfast?
Look at this.
Oh, what is it? Because if it's not a warm pastry, what is it?
Rah! It's my sourdough starter kit.
Your what?
Sourdough. It's what ordinary people do with their time. I'm ordinary now, so I make sourdough.
How does that become sourdough?
Not a clue. But evolution can't be stopped, and she's full of surprises.
She is. Good tea.
Isn't it? It's my reward for winning last night.
You changed the rules while we were playing.
Evolution can't be stopped.
Right. Point is, I only bought the normal tea bags from the TARDIS. So, you also went back and got these. Conclusion? When I run out of books, I can go back and get some more.
Out of the question. We're in deadly peril. Only someone with an innate temporal relationship to a TARDIS can be trusted to venture inside it.
And get tea bags.
Fine. 3 books a week.
Really?
4. I will make 1 trip to the TARDIS for books a week. 4 books.
5.
4. There, isn't it good we've got some rules? Here, have a biscuit.
The chocolatey ones.
We ran out. These are fig rolls.
Day 3.
What are you doing, Summerfield?
Examining the hut.
It's a hut!
Yes, but who built it? It's not like any of the islanders' dwellings have been down and checked.
And?
They're completely disinterested in me. They gave me the once-over, got on with what they were doing.
A very Galapagos response.
I'm not a predatory sailor, and they're not a delicious and soon-to-be-extinct bird.
The month is young. The islanders could be quite tasty.
Well, if your sourdough fails.
Good to know we have a plan B.
Plain as this hut is, I think it's extraterrestrial in origin.
You found an alien shed?
Yeah, I think so. Remnants of a survey team, perhaps?
Surveying what?
Well, maybe there's more to this island than we realise.
Summerfield, remember, we do nothing.
And that's just what I am doing. I'm not excavating, I'm just speculating. See the uneven surface of the ground over there? Yes! I think so. There might be something down here. The ruins of a settlement?
Whatever it is, it's been down there a long time, so it can stay a little longer.
Ah, the archaeologist's motto.
Summerfield, we agreed. We are having a rest. We are relaxing.
I am relaxing. I'm often at my most relaxed, digging.
We are not going to the TARDIS for your travel.
No need. I brought one with me. Just in case. Won't be a tick.
Why can't she leave well alone?
Day 5.
Gentlemen, please, retreat. Back off. That's... If you leave the egg alone, that creature will leave you alone. That's right, isn't it, madam? And there we go. A step back and another step back, and then maybe we can bandage up your wounds. Now then, if I were you, madam, forgive me if I'm misgendering you. I've known some charming asexual monotremes. Anyway, madam, perhaps you could take your egg back into the sea and find somewhere else to put it. Hmm? Go on, you know you want to. Now then, let's go hunt for some pain-killing tree bark for those wounds. Now, don't look disheartened. You might have failed in hunter-gathering, but that's just conforming to social expectations. And the big picture is that you're still alive. And while I see you might not appreciate that right now, I'm sure you will see these things my way eventually. Am I not right, gentlemen? No, you're not about to do anything you might regret, are you? I'm trying my best not to do anything at all. Perhaps you could too. What do you think? Have you ever thought about changing your name?
Excuse me?
I'm just thinking, for our life on the run, Bernice Summerfield sticks out a bit as a name.
And Doctor doesn't?
Fits in anywhere. Betty. Betty Sunshine. Thoughts?
Doctor, you're upside down.
From my perspective, it's you and the cave who are upside down.
And next you'll be saying you're the free one despite being tied to a rope.
Freedom is a state of mind. I'm curious.
Yeah, encounters with the island does not go well.
Very well. Actually, I saved several of them from being eaten by the monster. I'll admit they could have been more grateful.
The tide is coming in. If I don't get you free in time, you're going to drown upside down.
Still, baby steps.
When I heard your screams for help...
My measured summons...
When I heard your pathetic wails, I just found a tile under the earth, an intricate tile. You can tell a lot about a tile.
Oh, can you?
Yep, the composition, the processes used in manufacture, firing, and even in the glaze. Well, before we get on to what's on the tile...
I see, and what was on the tile?
Nothing. That's not the point.
Oh, dear. Perhaps it's for the best that I distracted you. Can't have you going and discovering a lost civilization. Not while we're supposed to be lying low.
And what bit of lying low is this?
What? Well, this? A mere bagatelle and nothing.
Doctor, when I find you tied up in a cave, it's normally something.
Talking of experiments, let's go and check in on my sourdough, shall we?
Day 7.
What have you got there, Summerfield?
More tiles.
Not interesting tiles.
Well, only in the way that magazines and a dentist are interesting magazines. Well, they have markings on them. See? Little scratches. I'm guessing a phonetic language. Plo-gra-yeek, you see?
No, thank you.
Of course, I could get a better sense of them if you turned the TARDIS back on.
Absolutely not. If they were clever, the Time Lords could trace me using the telepathic translation circuits alone. But of course, they're not clever.
No, of course they're not. Would it be so bad? I mean, you could go back. Explain you're from another universe. Agree to leave each other alone.
Have you ever met the Time Lords?
Good point.
So, you have to play with your tiles without the TARDIS help.
Play?
As in a hobby. After all, we can't just fill every day with board games, can we?
Yeah, not the way you play them.
So we're agreed. Hobbies are allowed.
Yes. Why?
Splendid. There's something I want you to look at.
Here we go.
Ah, now, here we are. Look at this. Very promising.
That is seaweed. It is wet and slimy and... Oh, no!
Very nutritious. Oh. Yet, high in quite a lot of most exciting compounds.
Really? What does it taste like?
Well, it's got an interesting attack. Quite cheeky little finish, very promising. Curious top note.
Only I'm fairly sure it's a seagull toilet. Day 8.
Curse you, Professor Summerfield, you've outwitted me again.
That'll teach you to take your eyes off the Queen.
May I say how much I enjoy playing a game exactly how it should be played?
Of course you may. Another game?
Don't mind if I do, Professor Summerfield.
Best of 17?
Absolutely. After all, there's no sign of...
What are you doing, Summerfield?
Playing chess. Against your jar of sourdough. I was winning.
Were you?
It plays by the rules. Also, you were late.
Never mind that. I need you.
What are we doing on the beach?
Teamwork is what we excel at.
Are you sure?
Absolutely. We have a sort of rapport you just can't bottle.
Well, let's not go too near the tribe, shall we? Last time they did try to kill you.
Did they? Oh, yes. Good morning, savages.
Oh, no.
Hello. Yes, do gather round. Bring your spears if you want.
Doctor, what are you doing?
Look, nothing. A hobby, really, that's all.
They look angry. I thought you said they'd leave us alone.
Culturally, yes, but I have that effect on people. I'm memorable.
Indeed.
And that's one reason I brought you along.
For good PR?
No, for translation.
What?
How's your work decoding the tiles coming along?
Slowly.
Good. You'll find a sudden jolt of adrenaline helps enormously. Come on, Summerfield, translate.
Seriously?
He has a very pointy stick. I was just saying, lovely spear you have there. Go on, Summerfield, chop, chop.
Doctor, as we learnt on the Ark of Whispers, languages are subtle things. Those tiles are centuries, millennia old. These people may not be descendants of the makers of them, and you're forgetting that languages evolve and consonants shift and...
Mehu Bishnak!
Summerfield!
Oh, what? I got what from it? It's the same word.
Mehu Bishnak.
He wants to know what... why we're here.
Don Gend Buljob. Shekish. Den Kond Buljob.
And the word for death was in there. Also the word eight, but... death is getting my attention.
Good news. Tell him I have good news. You see, I have here in my hand a piece of seaweed.
Sorry, what?
Dried seaweed. Very important you tell them it's smoked and dried. Yum, yum. Because we have to tell the tribe that I've solved their food problems.
Day 10.
The ending of Edwin Drood's gone missing. How disappointing. Now what? I said, now what? There are a lot of hours in the day when you're not being shot at by idiots. Goodness. How are you doing, sourdough, eh? Not been invaded? I love invasions. Marvellously binary. You will let me know if that happens. You will, won't you? Summerfield.
Sorry I'm late.
You just interrupted a fascinating train of thought.
Were you talking to your yeast?
You're late for board games.
Oh, no.
Yes, late for board games.
Actually, Doctor, is it all right if we skip them tonight?
I should have stuck to our rules and started without you. But what use is tiddlywinks against yourself?
What indeed? Is dinner ready? I mean, have you made dinner again? You haven't, have you? Because I can easily rustle something up.
I decided to build on the triumph of last night's seaweed lasagna.
Did you?
With seaweed surprise.
Oh.
I sneaked into the TARDIS and got the food machine to rustle up some fish and chips.
Oh.
Wrapped in newspaper. Don't check the date. Am I forgiven?
Obviously.
The mushy peas need work, but there we go.
Amazing. Oh, really amazing. But I know what you're doing.
Really? What am I doing?
You're manipulating me.
Me? I can't be doing it very well if you can spot it.
You're softening me up with actual food rather than salty cardboard, and then you'll spring a rule change on me for board games.
Of the idea.
Am I right or am I right?
Well, if we just put these wrappings to one side for a moment. It just struck me that this game's a bit boring if you're always working out the murder after it's occurred.
Oh, go on.
And it also struck me that the candlestick and the lead piping are effectively the same weapon. So I put a time portal in the library.
Oh, I see. The tiles I found. Not only are they old, but... it's also not a rubbish heap or a burial mound. I'm becoming convinced that it's a mural, quite a large one.
Well, how nice for you. There we go. Now, which of us is going to be the mysterious professor with a hidden agenda?
Day 13.
Are we going to sit and watch them much longer?
They can't see us behind these rocks. Don't you find the tribe fascinating? I find them fascinating.
Of course you do. All of a sudden.
But look at them, Summerfield. The tribe are hauling sheets of seaweed out, drying and smoking them.
I'm certain they know we're here.
Why would they? It's marvellous. We've given them a whole new way of sustaining themselves. No more hunting for eggs and being savaged by monsters.
I still think they know we're here. Sixth sense.
You don't trust anything that isn't dead.
Doctor!
Well, it's true. Your anthropology is happiest with a heap of bones who can't answer back. Whereas I like to solve my mysteries with the living.
That's not fair.
Most probably not, but it's true. Look at them. Under a week it's taken to give them a whole new way of life. Not a record, but still, not bad for a week.
We're not supposed to be doing anything.
How's your dig go?
Not the point.
I think it is.
You just have to control people, don't you? If it's not me, it's the tribe. What next? I bet your sourdough's terrified. Ah! Oh, my legs. Ugh. I'm going back to the hut.
Are we having a fight?
I think so.
It happens to humans during long periods of confinement. Try not to feel bad about it.
I won't. I'll be having the last fig roll.
Ha! I have to break out the nice biscuits. Nice. They have to write it on them.
Wait a minute.
Oh, you've come to a pause.
No, 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 listen. No, listen. Shush, to the singing.
Charming, isn't it? I forgive you.
Yes, but shut up. Listen. The words from the tiles. I know them. It's numbers. They are singing numbers.
Day 15.
Oh, it's freezing out there. It's hard to translate an alien mural when your fingers are blue.
It has turned a bit cold today.
Oh, couldn't you have picked a balmy desolation?
I could, but people tend to go there. Put on another jumper.
I'm wearing all the jumpers I brought from the Tardis. Where did you get that scarf?
What scarf?
That one. The long one. That you're wearing.
Oh, I was lying around. It's snuggly. The stove is broken, I'm afraid. Primitive technology. Remarkable it's lasted this long.
No heat. On a night like this, no heat.
No.
And no hot water.
Afraid not.
When you nipped back to raid the TARDIS for woolens, did you think to pick up a heating pack or a solar kettle?
No, that would be cheating.
That would be cheating?
Yes. Anyway, I should be able to mend this fairly swiftly. The advantage of old-fashioned technology is its simplicity. I'll have it back up and running in a minute. Why won't... Oh, wretched thing! Nearly there. I'll retreat. Let it think it's won, then mount another attack.
And surprise it by failing to mend it again?
I will merely be lulling it into a false sense of security.
And I suppose we can't go and sleep in the TARDIS?
No. They'll be searching for the energy signals.
And the central heating?
Yes.
Right then.
One more bit of bad news. The cold snap seems to have plunged my sourdough starter into hibernation.
I see.
It really is not my day.
No.
But, good news, I fetched the Skittles.
Did you?
Yes. It's a fascinating symbolic representation of what happens when you rewrite the rules of time travel. When you don't know what you're doing, of course.
Of course.
Game?
No!
Where are you going? You're letting all the other cold air in.
I'm going to get some driftwood. See if we can't light a fire somehow.
I haven't seen any driftwood.
And never mind. Your Skittles are made out of wood.
She could have been more sympathetic about my sourdough.
Day 17.
Oh, 11. Well done, Summerfield.
9, 10, 11. Close call. Just missed that snake.
If you miss a snake, it doesn't matter. The point is, you missed it. Oh, it's a long snake, though.
Your turn.
5. Oh. 3, 4, 5. Nearly made that ladder.
Near snakes don't count, but near ladders do.
Of course. Optimism is always about looking for the next ladder.
Of course, you care about shortcuts. It wasn't even much of a ladder. And there are snakes on either side when you get there.
And those snakes will be faced sooner rather than later.
This board game is very you. 7. Not bad. Not the best. 5, 6, 7.
Yeah.
What?
Be careful of the little girl breaking her doll. I always find that drawing sinister.
Because of the look on the girl's face?
No, on the doll's. So sad at being betrayed by one she loves. Double 6. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, bad luck.
Why?
You're landing on a snake.
Not on a double 6. You get to roll again.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
Show me the rules.
They went missing long ago.
Have you even read them?
Well, I'm not sure I need to. Oh. Some things you just know. They're just right. And anyone who can't see that, well, not nice.
Was that a slight at me?
Why would it be?
All right, double 6. You get to throw again after you've been down the snake.
Very well. I never compromise my principles with Davros, but I will with you, Summerfield.
Am I supposed to feel flattered?
Yes. There. An 8. It was quite a short snake, actually, and it feels nice going back over old ground, aware of the pitfalls. And will you look at that? It's landed me on a ladder.
Can I have a go? Or do you just want to be left alone with your world view?
Oh, by all means, have a go. Oh dear, only a 3. Bad luck.
1, 2, 3.
Careful. You're passing that little girl. How's the mural going?
Oh, seems to have been a sizable settlement. And there's a pattern repeating across the tiles. I can't work out the words or the sentence structure, but it appears to be just a string of pictures and numbers in a repeating sequence.
A calendar? Oh, a 10. Lovely.
I'm not sure. Or moves on a board game.
7, 8, 9, 10. Ah, now that is a long snake. Dear me, I don't suppose you can loan me an extra square on account.
No.
Well, I'll pay you back next turn. You are firm. Davros would have liked that. Now I know how that child's doll feels. There we are. Your move, Summerfield.
Day 20.
Are you going to be much longer?
The cry of someone who just doesn't get archaeology.
Oh, it's cold.
Yes, it often is.
We could go back to the hut.
Have you mended the stove?
No.
Come down into the trench. It's sheltered, and you might learn something.
I came to fetch you. It's Scrabble night.
I'm fine here, thank you.
I thought you liked Scrabble.
I do. What we played last night wasn't Scrabble.
Are you still upset? It was a perfectly valid word.
In Middle Venusian, which is not a language.
Just because you've not heard of it.
You're always changing the rules to suit you.
I'm always changing the universe to suit me.
Oh, isn't that the truth?
Oh, all right, you win. What have you got?
This repeating pattern on the mural, the border, it is definitely made up of numbers.
Yes. Any theories beyond a calendar?
Well, I wonder if this was as high as their numbers go.
Well, surely not.
Some tribes and species are pragmatic when it comes to numbers. If they can't imagine owning more than 2 dozen sheep, then that's all they need.
An infinity of sheep.
Well, going with your calendar theory, this could be a tally. There's evidence here, here, and here. You see?
Not really.
The markings are changing. Different handwriting. What if the people who lived here could have been trying to count the number of days in eternity until they gave up?
Or died out. Boredom.
Come down here. See? This brickwork.
Made of bricks, yes.
You're being facetious.
I'm being bored. What about the housey game? We could play that again. You like that.
Until you turn the waterworks into a fusion reactor. These are extruded polymer bricks. I think there was another archaeological survey team here, a long time ago.
Oh, this island hardly seems worth one survey, let alone two.
And over here, higher up the bank, embedded in the strata, I think these are fragments of aluminium sheeting.
You're suggesting more surveys?
I think so.
It's a lot of wasted academic grants.
And when I'm working here alone, I think someone's watching me. We get a sense for it, of a presence, you know? Just when you're getting down to work, someone's peering over your shoulder, about to ask you where the tea bags are. But whenever I look up, no one's there.
Ghosts?
Or the tribe?
They really don't seem that interested in us. I was expecting a visit after I gave them the seaweed. Not gratitude as such.
Oh, no.
But curiosity, alas, no.
Disappointed.
Aren't you?
I'd like to know what happened to the survey teams. I think there's been a lot of them over the years. But why?
And what happened to them?
Day 21.
Talking to the tribe?
Yes.
And how did it go?
Completely uninterested.
Oh, I took them some of the tiles, tried to talk to them about their history. Basic stuff. I'd say a word, point to the symbol. I sort of gathered them around, or I tried to. But it's like they were bored. I was trying to tell them their history, and they weren't surprised or afraid. They were just utterly uninterested.
And what was their history?
Well, there was a city here. Don't get your hopes up. We're not talking Atlantis.
Oh, God, not again.
But still, a sizable settlement. This mural extends way under the ground. I was trying to see what the tribe had to say about it. If there was any race memory.
And?
The numbers. I asked them questions and they just replied with numbers.
Fascinating. And no.
No.
I'm not turning the telepathic circuits back on so that you can get a translation.
You would if it allowed you to win at Ludo.
True.
But look. See? It really feels like something bad happened here. Some of these tiles are definitely pictograms. This group of symbols. I mean, some kind of catastrophe? Fire? Is this both the word for running and people running away?
Ah, charades. You could ask the sea monster.
Really?
Maybe it was one of the original inhabitants of the city. And these savages, well, just disappointed archaeologists.
You're not taking this seriously. Something bad happened here. I know the signs in the strata. Compounded ash, rubble. There was a disaster. And you're just being snide.
Am I? I think I'm disappointed with how this universe has played out. Here we are, you and me, forced to sulk in a corner of history. And out there, somewhere out there, is another version of me. One who belongs in this universe. And he had a chance to stop whatever happened here and missed his turn.
Day 24. Hello? Hello? Is someone there? I know there's someone there. I know you're watching me. It's okay. You can come out. I know why you're watching. Despite it all, you're curious. I got curious about what I found. You want to know the truth. I'm just like you. We're the same. Explorers. I know you don't mean me any harm. And I don't mean you any harm. So, come on out. Join me. Let's solve this together.
Let's solve this together.
You're zeroing in on that.
Well,
I get it. The point is, yes, I made a stupid speech.
Because you were frightened.
And then I realised there was no one watching me. And I became...
more frightened.
Yeah, for a moment. I just thought there was someone there. Maybe they didn't necessarily mean me harm. maybe I could win them over. That there was something, something in their history we could uncover together.
Sensible enough.
Oh, come on, it's basic doctor.
Fair.
And then I realised I was just shouting my winning words at the wind.
I'm getting you so many cats.
Not your worst present.
No. And that was it, was it?
All this time I've been working away, thinking that the tribe were watching me.
Sensible.
That I was uncovering something they wanted to know.
And they don't. Either because they're incapable of curiosity, of development, of change.
Which is scary.
Or they already know.
And that's terrifying.
The thing about my sourdough starter...
Really? It's not even a loaf of actual bread, it's just goop.
It's hard to tell when a sourdough starter is dead. Most life, you know when it's past. That beautiful, tragic, indefinable moment when breathing ceases and the soul departs and living becomes death. But it's different with sourdough.
Doctor, you're talking about mould in a jar.
Obviously, but from my point of view, from time's point of view, it's fascinating. One can't look back and say, at this day, at this hour, at this poignant moment, my sourdough died. One can only make educated guesses, reach back in time, deduce what happened and when.
Mould, jar.
Now you're being facetious.
It's infuriating, isn't it? But I get the parallel.
I'm humouring you in your mystery. You could humour me in mine.
I'm trying, but it's bread. It's not even
bread. Potential it's... bread. Oh. A potential infinity of life, expanding ever outwards. You look at my jar and you mock. But you may as well look up at the stars and mock.
Are you...
You're not the only one who can shout at the wind.
Instead of which, we could go back and find out what happened.
Are you suggesting we shortcut weeks more of painstaking archaeology?
Weeks? Ha!
Months?
And hop in a time machine, go back and find out what happened here.
Tempting.
Yes.
But is it a ladder or a snake?
Well, we won't know until we get there.
We can't, Summerfield. You know that. It would be breaking the rules.
The rules you've made up.
They're the only ones to live by. The Time Lords would find us.
You don't know that. It's just another roll of the dice. This whole situation is artificial.
It is. Just not in the way you mean.
What does that mean?
Oh, a cave.
Hello. Nice cave you've got here.
Excuse the intrusion, madam. Sorry for interrupting your counting song. No, carry on. Wouldn't want you to lose your place.
There are more words to it now, you know.
Are there?
More words, more numbers.
Perhaps it's a different song.
No, it's not really a song.
Well, not something the delivery boys can whistle, certainly.
Songs have other functions, as a way of passing on information, as spells, and for making sure you don't lose your place in history.
I don't understand.
Watch me. I'm about to do time travel.
Sekes, dokes, on beer, on iki.
On uch, on dirt, on besh, on altar, on yedi. On sekis, on dockers.
On oak, on dirt, on besh.
On outer, on yedi, on sekis, on dockers.
Yummy.
Thank you. 20.
Yummy beer.
Yummy icky. Yummy ooch. Yummy dirt. Yummy besh. Yummy... sorry.
She didn't like you taking over.
I was inserting myself into history, advancing the numbers, taking control of the pattern.
And she's reasserted it.
Yeah, lesson learned about cultural appropriation. Can you tell me... I'm sorry. It's your song. They're your numbers.
The tribe's numbers.
Yes. Can you tell me why you're not curious about what's happened here? I'd like you to come up to the ruins, the ruins, and see what I'm doing. Orengo ist.
Orengo?
Yes. See ruins.
Yummy dirt.
Oh, please.
Yummy dirt. Yummy dirt. Yummy dirt.
Come on, come away, Summerfield.
Yes, I nearly...
No, come away.
Yummy dirt, yummy dirt.
There we go.
Yes. Wait. Are you going in the wrong direction around the board?
New rule, you change directions on a double.
But...
You're just objecting on principle.
It's cheating.
Superstition. You've not thought about it. Will it break the game? No. You humans are so limited, only able to comprehend travelling in one direction. You're just like that poor woman on the beach with her counting song, trapped in her superstition.
Trapped in my superstition?
I pity you, but I'm freeing you. Just as tomorrow, I'm going to free the islanders.
You are?
Yes.
Oh, this is all because you were about to land on my hotels. Day 25.
Yes, yes, but the interesting bit is... No, never mind.
Shouting at monsters?
Yes.
Oh, how did it go?
It didn't seem interested. Careful, it's slippery. Mind that rock pool.
Yeah, wouldn't want to disturb a rock pool while breaking my leg.
No, rock pools are beautiful things, tiny worlds. That sea monster, fascinating creature. Didn't seem interested in me.
Because it's not hungry?
It was checking on its eggs, they're fine.
Good.
More than good. Fascinating, because I've made a tiny change to the islanders' eating habits. The eggs can gestate undisturbed.
And hatch, spewing forth a plague of ravenous monsters.
Well, I'm hoping that won't happen.
But you might have ruined the island's delicate ecology.
Or moved everyone onto a kinder model than an endless cycle of predation. Let's be hopeful. It's a tiny rule change, teaching the tribe an alternative path through the value of seaweed. You can do all sorts of things with it. Amazing, they've never exploited it.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
Seaweed?
You've tried talking with the tribe about their history.
And the sea monster, yes. Using the universal language of holding up some pictures and shouting slowly.
Those tiles you're holding up.
I borrowed them from your private collection. Are you upset?
Turn them on their side. Have a look at them.
Why?
If you look, you'll see something's been used to bind the tiles together. Some societies use straw. Whoever did this used...
seaweed.
I was looking at broken tiles. Then I saw this pictogram. Doesn't that word look a bit like sheets of seaweed being hung out to dry?
So, at some time in the past, the islanders knew that seaweed...
wasn't just a trip hazard, yes. See? The pattern. It's here again. On this tile, historically much later.
So, a significant event, as if they're marking...
the rediscovery of seaweed.
It says a lot about this island.
Were you being sarcastic?
I was being sincere.
These other tiles. Would you say that these figures are visiting survey teams? And if so, would you agree that these are survey teams?
Showing them what to do with seaweed could be... a society incapable of learning, is that it?
Or something else.
Ondokus, yami, yami beer, yami inki, yami uch, yami dirt, yami mesh, yami mesh, yami mesh.
Day 26. Oh, they're at it again. You do you. Oh, stuck on a planet where nothing happens and no one cares about us. And all I've got is a mural. One that I'm uncovering backwards. Oh, what time is it? Oh, you've taken hours. Hope you're worth it. Ooh, now then. Let's see. Well, here's the sea monster, so that's something. You were around even then, and before that, a cataclysm. Fireballs? Fireballs, or an eruption. But there's no pumice in the strata, so earthquake? Something pretty big. Oh, but this is peaking. Oh, let's get this all in an order. Yeah, and people running from the fire. But that's still the wrong order. Oh, that's better. Here we are. The city as it was and... Oh God.
Ludo time!
No.
Hey!
No more games! Time?
It's nearly midnight. I saved you some dinner, not that you deserve any.
TARDIS, now!
Nice try.
No, listen. It's taken me all night, but the mural, I finally read it. And it tells of a city on the island. Simple folk, but they built well. And then aliens came. Curious ones, offering friendship and art and culture and songs and medicine.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, isn't it? Aha, here, I took pictures. Yeah, see? Here's the islanders embracing all that change and their alien friends. Their tentacled alien friends.
They take a lot of embracing.
Yes, but sadly, the change is too much for the islanders and they turn against the aliens. One of the priests seems to have started it all. They kill the aliens, see? And then, and this is the mistake, they destroy the alien ship.
The explosion wipes out their city and their entire society.
They inferred the wrong lesson from that debacle. They cut themselves off. From that point on, they vowed never to change, never to advance.
Ever since, but that must be hundreds of years.
Yes. And do you want to know what day the catastrophe happened on? The 27th day after the visitors arrived, and every survey team since have been tolerated until all trace of them vanishes after the 27th day. That song the islanders are singing?
The number song.
What if they're not counting up?
Counting down?
TARDIS?
TARDIS! I'll just gather up my things.
Leave your games, come on!
Good evening. Is this the whole tribe?
Quite a turnout. They've come for us.
Run, Summerfield!
We're too late, Doctor! Because today is
day 27.
Don't panic, Summerfield!
Doctor! We are staked out on boards on the beach. The tide is coming in and we're going to drown. Panic's allowed!
Unless that sea monster...
Creature!
...comes for us first. The way they've staked us out could be sacrificial.
Thank you.
Head first, though. Both nasty and also means we get to find out if it's kinder to eat your jelly babies from the top down.
There are more important things.
The sea creature?
Yes.
I'm guessing it's the last survivor of that first survey. Probably driven mad by millennia of isolation.
Oh, yes. No wonder it eats the islanders.
But it stopped since I showed the tribe.
Oh, will you shut up about your sea?
I'm drowning slowly, and the last thing I hear will be you talking about seaweed.
Actually, it might be the sound of that creature's teeth crushing your ribcage.
So tell me more about seaweed.
Summerfield, listen to me. The tribe have retreated a bit, probably to get a good view. So I have a plan.
You do?
Are you still with me, Summerfield?
Yes, just about.
The tide comes in quickly.
Yes.
These boards are long and driven into the sand on staples. I have a solution. If you can struggle enough, it might work as leverage against the other ends, levering us out of the sand.
At which point we'll float out to sea, strapped to the planks, and our drowning screams will attract the creature.
Summerfield, it might work. We have to do something.
Doctor, listen.
Breathe. Summerfield, breathe and get ready. Come on.
Doctor! Stop!
It's our only chance! Change the rules! Win!
No!
Do you intend to drown? Am I going to rescue you too? Come on, Summerfield! The plank is moving! See? Have faith in me!
Wait!
No, your plan won't work. Mine will.
What plan? You haven't told me what it is. It's not fair.
We're tied up with twine. It expands when wet. We have to lie still and strain against it, and then we can slip free.
What?
If we're going to get out of this, you're going to have to do nothing at all.
But...
please!
Working!
Swim out under the next wave! Why here?
Because... we're out of sight of the tribe. These rocks are where the creature's been laying its eggs.
And?
We need one.
Why?
Because tomorrow is day one. If you're right, the tribe will abandon everything they've learned from us and it'll be back to scrambled egg.
So?
And they're not eggs. Yes, this one's a beauty.
What are you doing?
The screwdriver's not too bad after a soaking. I'm activating the egg. And with any luck... hello! Now you're protecting your eggs, aren't you?
This does not look good.
Changing the rules, that's all. So, there's only one of you. These aren't eggs, they're data pods. You're trying to tell your homeworld what's happened to you.
These are messages in bottles.
Exactly. And I want you to know the message has been received.
Doctor!
I know! Just one, that's all. I need just one egg.
And? What did the TARDIS tell you?
That this is a remarkably intelligent egg. Coordinates of its homeworld, summary of everything that's happened to it. We can get that poor creature home.
Can we? It's very large.
Ouch.
And what about the tribe?
They don't want to change, so let's leave them as they are.
We're not interfering?
Exactly. Leaving well alone. The Time Lords will be proud.
So, how are we fitting that thing in the TARDIS? It's a lot bigger than the swimming pool.
We're not.
What? But...
my TARDIS has been through a lot. She's not strong. It would kill her. So I've transmitted the data to the Time Lords.
The Time Lords?
They'll rescue the creature, get it back where it belongs. They're good at that kind of thing.
What? Oh, another tribe's found us. Oh, God, they don't look pleased.
Oh, sore losers.
Come on, Doctor. We've got to go.
Really?
The tribe and the Time Lords. We can outrun them both. After all, you've only sent the one signal. What have you done?
I may also have used the TARDIS to check my lottery numbers.
Doctor!
I didn't win. Guess it's not my day.
But what? Why?
Just to make sure they found us.
Oh, the tribe! The TARDIS! We can't get past them!
Yes?
The Time Lords have found you to be an aberration, an imposter, and an impossibility. You must account for your crimes.
Doctor!
We are taking you to Gallifrey.
Of course. Very well. Shall we?
All this time, you've not been doing nothing, have you?
No. I've been working out my next move, and... do you want to hear the really bad news? My sourdough is definitely dead.
You have been listening to Doctor Who, The New Adventures of Bernice Summerfield, Inertia by James Goss. Bernice Summerfield was played by Lisa Bowerman, The Doctor, David Warner, Tribesman, Laurie Lewin, Tribeswoman, Lois Chimimba, and Narvin, Sean Carlson. The script editor was Tim Foley, producer, James Goss, director, Scott Hancock, and executive producers, Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haig-Ellery.
Hello, I'm joined by...
Lisa Bowerman, who plays Bernice Summerfield.
Scott Hancock, who directed Bernice Summerfield. And James, I think you should explain, you actually wrote this episode.
Yes, I did. And I'm pleased to be talking about it with half of the cast.
Yeah, he hated it that much. No, in no way did he do that.
One of the ideas behind this was that we've noticed that the reviews really like it when the two of you are together.
Oh, bless them. I'm very glad they do.
It's an interesting thing, actually, because the Doctor Who format generally is you divide the heroes as quickly as you can and have the A and the B plot, but
no,
something about this dynamic that really benefits from...
I love it because, I mean, obviously we've touched on this sort of relationship before, but you really ran with a baton this time, and I love it because they adore each other, but at the same time it's, you know...
It's honest.
It's honest, absolutely. I think it's a very grown-up sort of... relationship. It's,
when you trust someone implicitly, you can be ugly with each other, I guess, in
that
way.
But also they know each other's foibles. He knows hers, she knows his, and they don't let they just don't get away with it, do they really? I love it. I love this script.
I'm pleased you loved it. It's nice to see the two of you because it's quite nice to make sure that the Doctor isn't actually winning and in the driving seat all the time.
No.
I think that's very important, especially in something called the Bernice Summerfield Adventures.
Yeah, I don't like to point it out. I mean, it's interesting you should say that because invariably in Doctor Who, the Doctor has to be the protagonist. He has to be the one solving it. But it does feel much more like a teamwork here. And it's not to say that Bernice is telling him his job. I just think it's from a completely different perspective.
Yes, she is not at all frightened about getting on and doing her own thing, but also calling him on his mistakes.
Yeah.
Well, the thing I find interesting in this one is at the end, Bernice has that lovely moment of going, you've not been doing nothing, have you? And actually the Doctor's plan, he has been active the whole time. This has been his plan. And he's basically used Bernice in not a manipulative way, but just knows how you won't be able to sit back and do nothing. You'll explore and interfere.
It's done very subtly in a sort of terrifying way.
I am a very subtle man.
That we know.
And the next episode features Bernice and the Doctor going to Gallifrey together, which should be very exciting.
Yeah, because there's been a lot of chat about it, hasn't there, since they've been in the new universe.
Mm.
And I think the potential is enormous in terms of, you know, but at the same time, he just wants to off out of it, doesn't he, really?
Yeah. But James, you've had a plan for that for quite a while, because I think the end of the previous box set that ended with an ominous Gallifreyan horn or something to signify that they were already tracking the Doctor down.
This has all been set up basically by Scott going, oh, if he's in this universe, aren't the timelines going to clock on at some point? And I went, oh, I should probably sort that out at some point.
Yeah, I love it because it's sort of, she's in her own world, but she's not in her own world. She's now in the Doctor's world.
Yeah, but she's in her element and he's out of his element.
Yeah,
that's the whole point.
That is true.
And whereas the last box set was the two of them just having larks.
Now it's down to the serious stuff, isn't it?
Yep. And I think, you know, it's an interesting box set. We're calling it Lost in Translation.
Oh, really? Oh, I like that.
Because every episode is in different ways about translation and communication.
Yeah, and miscommunication as well. Very good. Oh, I'm liking that. That's excellent.
Yeah.
We like a theme.
Yep. And if you turn over your CD...
So you're going to say if you change the cassette then?
I thought that was going to if you turn over your exam papers then. Sorry. Carry on.
When Tinkerbell rings her bell, turn the tape. Yes. And you will find out what happens on Gallifrey.
It's exciting. I love it. Well, can I just say that this whole week has been full of excellent guest cast. Mm. I think we've really cracked it with guest cast.
Do you find as an actor, and actually when you direct as well, do you find there's a different dynamic to those smaller scale stories as compared to the bigger?
Yeah, you can have, there's much more nuance and detail. Mm. And actually, I mean, as you probably know, once you've got two actors who can do it, they then find their own rhythm and their own way of playing off each other, and it's part of the creative process, and you know, assuming that the script is fantastic, then it's why we do the job. People talk about, you know, celebrity and this and getting jobs and whatever, but the bottom line is serving what's on the page, and when the page is beautifully written, it's the most satisfying job in the world.
And James, sort of following on from that, for you as a writer as well as a producer and director, and you know, you've known Lisa and David for a long while before, you know, coming in to produce. When you're writing a script like this, knowing the characters and the actors well, does that make life easier for you? Do you find yourself writing things thinking, oh, this will test them, or oh, they'll enjoy this bit?
Well, I mean, it's completely unlike David and Lisa. two people bickering fondly for an hour.
I got it down to a fine art now, I think.
Yeah. It's a challenge to imagine that relationship and that dynamic.
Oh my God, no! It's just great that we found the rhythm of these two.
There's a shorthand, I guess.
There is a shorthand, but also, you know, you haven't compromised Bernice's character at all in the process of doing this. You know, not kind of saying, well, let's make her more like Lisa. I think it's just the characters fit together. I mean, I know I've said it before, and I'm a bit biased. I do think the actual character of Bernice seems to work with every Doctor, actually, because they've all got their own little bantery ways, haven't they? Yep. And she seems to be able to key into that, I think.
They really do adore each other massively.
Oh, yeah,
and
absolutely.
And are capable of needling each other at the same time.
Oh, God.
Which note? Shall we go off to Gallifrey?
Yeah.
Yes. Lovely. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.